Hey, how's it going? This is Peter Pesciaroli from Peter Pesciaroli's Pasta Palace, inviting you to come on down this Saturday for a grand opening of Peter Pesciaroli's Pasta Palace in Toronto. Joining me now is our new celebrity spokesperson from Dad Tales Podcast, Mr. Stu Gatzel. Oh, don't forget the other score.
Hey, you're too kind, Peter. You're too kind.
No, oh, thanks so much. We appreciate it. Why don't you tell all the fine people what kind of things they can enjoy when they come down to Peter Pesciaroli's Pasta Palace in Toronto at 53rd
Oaks? For sure. So one of my favorites is actually the veal parmigiana. That stuff is really good.
Hold on. The veal parmesan. say, Stu.
Yeah, of course. Sorry.
So what else can they enjoy when they come down this Saturday? There's a grand opening of Peter Pesciaroli's Pasta Palace.
Yeah, sometimes at Peter Pesciaroli's Pasta Palace, my personal preference is the pesto pasta. However, sometimes I like a nice prosciutto, so that's pretty good.
Well, we here at Peter Pesciaroli's Pasta Palace, we pronounce it proju. So, yeah.
Proju.
Yeah, and don't forget, kids, when you come down to Peter Pesciaroli's Pasta Palace, you can get a free penne when you come down with your parents. Stu, what can people get for dessert?
Sometimes for dessert, I mean, I like a nice tiramisu or an espresso.
You are a genuine Italian brother, correct?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
What? It's not espresso. It's espresso.
Espresso. That's what I'm saying. Espresso.
So you're really expressing it.
Dude, I don't know. It's a coffee, right?
Sure.
I don't know what the fuck they drink in Europe.
But this... Peter Pesciaroli's Pasta Palace, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Stu Gatzel. Tell everybody what they can get when they come down this weekend, how they can get a discount.
You can use the discount code of Tiramisu. That's pretty good. That gets you... how much is it?
10%.
10%? All right, 10% off. Use the Tiramisu.
Tiramisu, don't forget to try the gnocchi.
Bro, I'm from Canada, man. I don't
everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team. Another week of DTP coming at you. Episode 90 of Dad Tales Podcast.
90.
Whoa.
Hold on.
I'm at 100.
Yes.
Hype.
That's pretty crazy to think.
What are we going to do for our 100?
I have no idea.
Actually, probably the same shit we do every week.
I have a little bit of an idea of something I would like to do, but... I'll share that with you guys a little later. A little inkling of something that I've thought about. Anyway, we have with us this evening, Baroque Reaper.
Hey, now, how's it going, guys?
Before Baroque gets started, I just want to let the listeners know, we're riding high right now. Riding way high.
Are we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Boost,
always
two of us are. You got on late because... well, frankly, you're enjoying a fantastic movie, and I fully condone that 110%. I tried to watch that movie the other night. Nobody was taking the bait.
Love it.
We got our first squad victory.
I saw the tweet.
In Fortnite.
Congratulations.
It was awesome. Big shout out to me. I did all the work. Everybody else was dead.
Good job, Justin.
No, just kidding. It was Meef J. Freaking Meef clutched it. So I...
What?
Yeah.
Fortnite must be easy, man.
So so we had... How many kills did we have between us? Like over 10, maybe?
We had about 10.
Yeah. So we were making our way... I forget where we started off at, but, you know, We're making our way. We took some guys down on the way there. I had just taken somebody down, but I'd taken like heavy damage, and all of a sudden the cloud started moving in, and so everybody started running, and because I was so low on health, I mean, the cloud hit me.
Hey, Justin.
So anyway, so then, no, but anyway, Meef J clutched it. Baroque and Meef, Racer went down next. Then Baroque had some good call outs there. Meef got a gold scar.
Yeah, I was also too aggressive, so, I went down like a chump. I didn't get that 1v4 kill, you know.
Yeah, it was good, though. I had a feeling. Feeling we were going to get it sooner or later. But yeah, Brooke, what's up, dude?
So speaking of Peter Pasquale's, you know, Pasta Palace, went out to eat over the weekend.
Yeah.
So, you know, sitting in the live, and then the, you know, hostess comes up, and it's like, oh, sorry about that weight. And I went, damn, am I really that fat?
Hey!
Heyo!
Oh boy!
You can't say that joke anymore. You look like you've lost some weight, dude.
You've lost a half a Baroque.
You're not as jolly looking as before. I'll tell you that much. You look a lot more surly.
Okay. The only other thing I had today was what do you call lonely cheese?
I don't know what.
Provolone.
Oh. No, that's bad.
Should have stopped at
the alone. The weight one was really was actually a little funny. We also have with a Stugazzo.
How's it going, fellas?
It's going pretty good right now, man.
It's
going excellent. We're riding high.
That sounds fantastic. But you ever feel like you're just gonna go in and quit your job tomorrow?
No, I don't.
Oh. Okay, well,
do you feel that way?
Yeah, I feel that way. I feel that way.
Oh yeah, well that's awesome.
So
you're finally gonna join the circus, huh?
it's been a lifelong dream. I actually have one coworker who listens to the show, and since he is soon to be a former coworker, I think that we can expect a lot more colorful stories on my part moving forward.
Okay.
So, Dan, buckle up, buddy.
Dan, hold on. Has fucking Dan been holding us back all this time?
No, it's just maybe I have not been as open with my enjoyment of marijuana. You guys aren't the only ones riding high today.
There you go. All right. I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I like to smoke weed is what I'm saying.
Smoke weed every day.
Read between the lines.
Wake up in the morning, get the uniform.
I'm probably going to have to stop that, though. Anyways, yeah, I'm going to quit my job tomorrow.
Awesome.
So I got that going for me.
Well, good luck.
Great news, man.
Yep. I'm excited.
We also have with us Spoose KDV.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
That's good. I'm good.
Yeah.
Busy day.
Yeah, it was a busy day.
It was. I do have a fun fact.
Okay.
Ooh, lay it on me, baby.
It's going to have everybody looking at their hands. So if you're driving, just wait till you stop and then look at your hands, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So.
If you look at
the
back
of your hand and extend your thumb. So like this. Okay. See those two little tendons pop out and form a triangle between your wrist and your thumb joint.
Okay.
Okay.
Like a little hand vagina. Yeah.
Yeah. Scientists call that the anatomical snuff box. Because people used to have the habit of sniffing powdered tobacco from this fleshy depression.
Oh, can I get a bump?
Yeah, you see, that kind of shit's disgusting. Why can't you just smoke a joint? Relax. You don't have to go do anything else.
Yeah.
Powdered tobacco.
Powdered tobacco? Yeah, sure. What about cocaine?
Yeah, powdered tobacco.
Cocaine?
And I smoke American cigarettes.
I don't like cocaine. I just like the smell of it.
But hey. I guess that's the answer to the question. What do I do with my hands? Like, I don't know what to do with my hands.
You have a snuff box.
Oh, yeah. It's
It's good if you like fart on your hand.
I remember this kid in high school had one of those.
It's pretty weird. Have you
those Vicks
too?
He had what?
You know, like the Vicks Vapo inhaler.
Oh, those
the
little
nose one.
Yeah, my grandfather had those.
Oh my god, he would walk around with that thing all day, and the teachers hated it. They hated it.
Yeah. My grandpa
must have bought them at like Costco or something. He had so many of them.
Well,
all the time.
When I was a kid, you couldn't go into like a drugstore or, well, back then it was, we had our drugstore was called Happy Harry's. And and the joke always was,
I think I bought
great name for a drugstore.
Yeah, yeah. The joke always was, well, that's what your mom was in Happy Harry's, making Harry happy. Like that was like the elementary school joke. But anyway, in Happy Harry's, right at the register, they would have those Vicks inhaler pens or whatever, and he would have a ton of them, and I would like go to use them. There'd be like boogers in them and stuff. Like, oh, gross.
Ugh.
Yeah, they're pretty foul. Okay. They don't make those anymore.
Ooh, Ready Player One's trending on Twitter.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
I'm excited. I got tickets for Saturday afternoon.
I'm so excited.
Can I go off on a little something here?
Yeah,
sure. So, like, I'll just say that I have some particular issues with certain aspects of the book.
Okay,
I reserve no judgment on the movie,
mm-hmm.
but like I've seen a lot of people that are already shitting on it just because it exists. Like it touches on all this nostalgia, and people have been shitting on this thing without any kind of idea how the movie is.
Mm-hmm.
And what strikes me as odd is some of these people are the same ones that are like, yeah, don't put up barriers. Let everybody like things and stuff. Like,
yeah, you know, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen that.
Nerd cultures for everyone. And then they're like, yeah, this movie's dumb and derivative and stupid. And, you know, shut the fuck up.
You know, it's funny. Yeah, exactly. And the majority of the reviews that I've seen, and I never listen to reviews anyway. I don't care what anybody has to say about a movie, if they like it, if they don't like it. Like,
You like some shit movies.
I do. True. I love fucking shitty movies. And, you know, I just don't give a shit. But the reviews that I have been reading have been mostly positive. Like, you know, this is classic Spielberg. Like, he's boots on the ground, back to his roots. But, you know, about all of the references, like, it's just like one reference, like just deep, 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 deep. Like, I'm excited to have it digitally, like have it at home, so I could I hope it's one of those movies where every time you watch it, it's like, oh shit, I didn't notice that in the background, you know, like. So,
speaking of, I've been re-listening to the book before the movie comes out.
Yeah,
I think it might be even better the second time that you read it. You pick up on things.
Oh,
that,
yeah.
That you missed before.
I've listened to it probably like 6 times.
I don't think it gets better with subsequent listenings.
See, you have to.
That's your opinion.
Yeah,
stop shitting all over everything.
Opinion. Well,
you have to look past.
It's really good if you haven't read the book in like a year, and then you go back to listen to the book, and you're like, "Oh, damn, I don't remember what this is." Like, you don't remember all the stuff.
It's not a literary work of art.
Listen, I had a blast reading that book.
It's a fun. It's just a fun experiment. It's a fun venture. It's not, you know.
The first time through, Mark Twain. I had a lot of fun because, I mean, I'm not expecting anything, right? It's just a silly little throwaway book, but it's so much fun. And then when I was listening to it, maybe it's just because it was an audiobook that I just couldn't get into it, but it just felt off. So, and Will Wheaton, he does a great job on the audiobook.
Except for when he says poseur. It's not poseur.
Oh, yeah.
It's poseur.
Capsule.
It's poseur. Why is he saying poseur?
Capsule.
Because he's a poseur saying poseur.
Yeah, he has like certain words for him. Like, it's like poseur or like capsule. It's like, dude, you're over-enunciating the words.
So Will Wheaton says schedule is what we're saying.
Probably. Well, that's what Captain Jean-Luc Picard says. But
he can get away with it.
There had to be like, I mean, I'm guessing at minimum 5 people at that recording session. Like, no one could like tap him on the shoulder and be like, hey, Will, you know what? Great job. You're killing it in there, really. But it's poseur. And now I'm sure somebody's going to be like, actually, a matter of fact, it's poseur if you look it up in the dictionary. But all my life, people have been posers, not poseurs.
Posers.
So. That's my one gripe with the audiobook. But it's just
fun.
You know
what? I'm actually looking at it on the dictionary now, and the pronunciation is poser.
Poser.
P-O-H-Z-E-R.
There you go. Suck it, Z-E-R,
I guess, in America.
Stu, I'll allow the Canadian saying of Z right now.
Okay.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to a fun movie that I know is going to be changed. They can't make things exactly like it is in the book.
From what I've seen in reviews, someone was like, the first third of the book is done exactly the same as the book. Then after that, it's kind of – then I'm like, okay, I could see, because after that, it's where you're going to run into stuff where it's like, okay, we have no license to do any of this, but –
Are we going to do?
I'm excited.
Are we going to do a spoiler cast? So, are you going to see it? You said you were going to have to get. You were going to try and go see it by yourself, but
are you? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what's going on now.
This is like the first.
I got a lot of. I got a lot of shit up in the air in the next little while.
You do. You do. So you do. It's okay.
It's like the first movie that I'm actually like excited to see.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Wednesday, 7 o'clock.
I don't remember a movie that I'm like.
You're going on Wednesday, Baroque?
Wednesday, 7 o'clock.
Oh, you suck. But yeah, Kev, I get what you're saying. I can't remember a movie I was excited
too
for.
Much.
Because it's just so much of like our childhoods.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like when you're reading the book, like, and it just brings back so many memories. I love it. I don't care how it's written.
Yeah, like I said, the it's not a literary masterpiece, but this overall story.
I'm not a literate. I don't speak in big words either, so I understand the book.
Hey, look, I'm average. I'm not gooder than everybody else. Okay,
right. So I thought the book was pretty funner. Okay,
you book read good.
I book read good.
Ah.
Anyway,
sometimes book read hards.
I don't know if you guys played any games this week, but...
I did.
Hey, mister, have you played any video games this week?
I played video games every fucking night, bitch.
Damn.
Wow. Yeah, so aggressive.
Holy cow.
It's my boy.
No way to speak to a child.
No. Video games. Or is
it the only way to speak to a child?
Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Yeah, so we played a little Fortnite.
Yep.
Actually, with my younger cousin.
Oh, you did?
Who was clearly drunk.
Oh, yep. I missed that.
Well, no, you missed also us getting destroyed because we found the fun part of doing the crossplay is it doesn't boost the PC player in with a bunch of Xbox players.
No.
It puts all of us Xbox players in a lobby full of PC players.
Oh, Master Race players.
Jesus.
So, their aim and building abilities were... superior
from playing on the console version and the PC version. PC is like hands down better.
Yeah, well, it's because faster, all of the building stuff is like each building thing is to a key, so all you gotta do is hit key and start building it, right?
It's even easier when you set the building to your mouse.
Oh really?
So you just push
you can
button,
set like
aim,
one button to
aim.
Be like the wall. You're just like quick. Cool, we're good.
Oh, that's awesome.
But not only that, it's the turning. Like you can't turn as fast on console. So like a guy with a shotgun just spins around, shoots you in the head, and turns back the other way. Where a console, you have to like turn and turn. You know?
Yeah.
Big difference. We play on PC. We all have PCs. There's four of us.
I just downloaded it the other night.
Let's do it.
It's a fun game though. I can't really play it more than like an hour though. It gets like meh. All right.
I don't know. I feel like it's got its hooks in me. And I ignored it for so long. I mean we played it when it first came out on the console. I was like, I don't know if I can get into this, and then Baroque and I started playing PUBG. But then I don't know. It is. It's way more fun. I wish I would have started playing it sooner. Because now I'm like playing it on Xbox, and then it's on my PlayStation upstairs on the TV. And then I got the mobile version. And I think the mobile version, I don't know if it puts you with other mobile players or...
Yeah.
It's mobile players and PC players.
Oh, jeez. No wonder I'm getting wrecked on there. Like, I don't think it's ridiculous.
No. I think only if you if you're playing with a PC player, it'll put you with PC, because that wouldn't be fair at all.
Either way, you're playing on your iPhone. Fun. I mean, I've gotten fairly far on my phone, but I don't know. It's just, if you kind of want that fix, I'm laying in bed. What would be awesome if they brought it to Switch? Now that would be badass. But
I think it's inevitable.
Oh, they're for sure.
They want to have this on every platform.
They're going to put it everywhere.
I read something the other day that they made 126 million last month.
Well, I mean, I was looking on here on the store. It's like, if you want to buy an axe, it's like, it's $10 for 1,000 V-Bucks. And like the axe is like, you know, it was like 1,500 for like this legendary axe.
Yeah, some
Jesus,
of them.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's like, holy $15 shit. To have like an axe that looks like a ski boot with a ski on it. It's crazy.
People are going to buy it, man.
Hell yeah, they are.
It's a free game. Let me support the developers. And listen, I get that, but I don't know. Holy cow.
It's just like the Oasis. The Oasis is
You know
free.
What?
That's right. You got to pay when you're there.
You got to pay. You got to pay for your ship and your fuel.
If I get some money, maybe then I can buy some stuff. So this might change some things, boys.
Yeah, you got to get that battle pass. And Racer was Racer saying in the raid, like, you made me buy the battle pass, Justin. I was like, I didn't fucking make you buy shit. You're a grown-ass man. You bought it yourself. And yep. he's been low-key putting in, like, a lot of time into...
he was, like, level what?
He's 58 right now.
Yeah, in the 50s, yeah. Right?
He's cheap. I played yesterday, and I'm like, okay, I went up a few levels. And then I come back, and like, he's gone up like more than I went up. It's like, what the hell?
He's playing like 8 hours a day.
And he still sucks. he was the first one dead every time.
What was it? Yesterday, I was sitting on the couch with my wife, and we weren't doing anything, and she's crushing some candies or whatever she's doing on her phone. I was like, hey, let me show you this game I like. And I get in there, and she's fucking trolling me the whole time. She's like, oh my God. She's like, what are you doing? Because I was trying to build a ramp up the side of a hill, and it wasn't building right, and I fell off of it. She's like, all that time you spend playing video games, I thought you'd be better. She's like, you're down in the fucking basement all the time playing video games, and this is what you do? It's like, shut up.
You still suck.
It's like, I don't need this from you. Go back to your candies. Anyway.
You're still a 1KD?
Yeah.
God, you suck.
We also did a raid the other night, but...
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, raid's a raid. Except for me spending a good 15 minutes trying to get Laz's mic to be right. This is why we can't have nice things.
Someone's breathing into the mic. Has anybody got that party overlay, y'all? It's Laz right there. I can see. Like, oh my
poor God. Laz. Like, we only had five. Invite Laz into the party. It's like immediately. It's like bouncing on him about like heavy breathing into the microphone. Meef. I love you, Meef.
Meef can so do no funny. Wrong.
he can't tonight. He got that victory royale. Good job, Meef. You did awesome, buddy.
Well, speaking of Destiny,
yeah.
The big update's coming tomorrow.
Yeah. That's awesome.
The Go Fast
update. I'm excited.
And that clip I saw of the...
The Dawnblade?
The Dawnblade, yeah. That looks... That's incredibly faster.
Yeah.
And this week was Faction Rally. Anybody? I logged in.
Yeah,
I did see it for a little bit. Close race.
Yeah.
What's that?
I saw in our Discord they were doing the Charlemagne thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was a pretty close race. It was 94,000 to 95,000.
Oh, for Future War Cult and New Monarchy, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, I pledged. I logged in and played for a little bit the other day and pledged Future War Cult because I wanted to get the AR. I guess it's like Origin Story a little bit, or it looks like it anyway.
How do you know what that is?
It's an auto rifle, kill.
Oh, okay.
It's a gun.
You'll be back.
It goes pew, pew, pew.
You'll be back, buddy.
I thought the Iron Banner was coming back too with it, but it's not until like next week or 2 weeks.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they just had Iron Banner was like a week ago.
Oh, that's
like
upsetting.
A week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah. So, we'll get this Go Fast update.
I'll probably wait until then.
But aren't they still introducing like Rumble or something like that? Like, there's something else coming, like another PvP thing is coming.
Weekly playlist.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Rumble and Mayhem.
I don't know. I'm still having fun in Destiny. I mean, there's nothing to do but go in and tool around for a little bit. It just feels familiar when I'm not fording at nights. Also, Boost, you're doing a little YouTube thing, too. What's going on with that?
Yeah. I decided to do, like, I haven't been nighttime gaming as much lately because I have to wake up so goddamn early. So I found it easier to, instead of, I've been having a hard time streaming. Like, I can't find time to stream, like, probably, like, Friday nights. Maybe Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
I can stream for a couple hours, but I want to try to get more content out. So I decided to do YouTube instead. So make a couple YouTube videos. I'm gonna do a Road to Master Prestige in nice. Black Ops 3 before Black Ops 4 comes out in October.
Awesome.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I like getting content out.
I have no idea what my my channel name is because it's a bunch of letters and numbers. So just go to my Twitter. It's in my links.
Check it out. Speaking of content out, wasn't it one of our episodes? Was it an episode or a raid? I think it was a raid, and it was like, it was about, had to do with you, Stu. We were talking like Stu Godso, content creator. Oh, no. It was when you were on the shirt.
Yeah.
Yep. When you were on the shirt, like, yeah. I'm going to put content all over the shirt with your name on it.
Should have done that.
Spread my content everywhere. And then put my content right on your name on that community shirt. All right. You know what? I'm going to do some housekeeping right now. Get that out of the way.
Housekeeping?
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping?
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
All right, DTP housekeeping this week. Hey, guys.
Hey.
I updated our website.
I saw that.
Yeah, so you can go on there and enjoy the blog.
There's still like 8-month-old content, though.
well, you know, you kind of get the point. our About Us page lost 180 pounds.
I got it.
So enjoy that.
Julian Michaels would be so proud of us.
But yeah, you can go to our website, dadtalespodcast.com. Check it out there. Actually, I do have some ideas for that. And I'll talk to you guys about it later. And so, yeah. So go to dadtalespodcast.com. There you can find a link to our Discord. You can find a link to Patreon. Obviously, the podcast, whatever. All that stuff you could find there. And, you know, also gamersubs.gg. Use the promo code DTP for 10% off. And you know what? They got some great flavors. They got orange. They got acai. They got dragon fruit. Hey, yeah. What else?
Did you guys hear about the new one?
No, I didn't. What are they coming out with now? They're such innovators over there.
Yeah, it was really good. It was curried pickle.
Ooh. Yeah. Now we're talking.
It's really nice. It gives you that spicy and then that like sour, crunchy pickle kind of.
Oh,
really
yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah. That's great.
Did you guys try the St. Patrick's Day special?
No, I didn't.
No?
What was that?
Shamrock
corned
shake?
Corned beef and cabbage.
Oh, yeah, corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah,
corned beef and cabbage. It sounds delicious.
It's even a little chunky.
I never mix mine up all the way anyway.
Yeah.
So
it's okay. I am working with them to make a new stew flavor.
Oh, really?
Peach and Prezzacoito. Peachy Prezzacoito.
Peach Prezzacoito. Awesome. Actually, I do have some really cool news, guys. And
you do?
Yeah, and I think the listeners are going to like this. So. We have formed a...
Wait.
What?
This is an exclusive, isn't it?
Well, some might say so. Some might say it is a Dad Tales podcast exclusive. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So, being an exclusive, something we wanted to do for a while now is create a Dad Tales Podcast Podcasting Network. Actually, that's kind of a mouthful, so we're going with DTP Podcasting Network. And so we've added a new show on. We're really excited about
DTP PN TM.
DTP PN.
Should just be called DTP Network.
The DTP Network? Okay, we could do. Yeah. Well, you know what? It's a work in progress.
The DTP. Oh, no, we can't do that.
No, okay.
We'll workshop this offline.
Yeah, absolutely. But we're really excited to announce this new podcast. Very excited to be working with this host. And I'll give you the name. I asked him to send me the theme song just to kind of hype it up. Should we play the theme song?
Yeah, if you want.
Play a little snippet. I mean, if just a little snippet.
Just a little bit?
Give him a tease.
Okay, okay, don't mind. Here we go.
Little tease.
Oh, shit. Mm.
All right.
But yeah, anyway, we're really excited about the show. And it's called It's All That Podcast.
It's All That. I like that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So anyway,
nice how it's short and sweet.
And all I can tell you is and you guys have listened to the first episode as well. It is all that.
Mind blowing.
It's all that.
It's definitely all that.
So we're really excited about it.
I don't want to be too ahead of ourselves here, but yeah, it might change the game.
Yeah, I'm actually upset that it's not that we're not. It's all that that we are us. So
what's great about it is it's not any more than that.
No,
you know, it's all
and
that.
And yet. It's all that.
It's all that. But yeah, it's not any more than that.
So, I mean, do you?
My God, what a great idea! I can't wait to share this with everybody.
So it's we're really excited about it. So that should be dropping. I think I got to text the host. I think it's going to be dropping this next Monday, which would be the 2nd, April 2nd. Look out for It's All That. So actually, if you want to go to the Twitter, it's at It's All That Pod. So go there,
it's
follow them.
That pod.
It's All That Pod. All one word, obviously.
Check them out.
No underscores in there. So go follow It's All That Pod.
The logo.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet, right? Yeah. And yeah, we're really excited to be working with those guys. So anyway, that's it. That's it for housekeeping.
Sweet.
What else are we going to talk about? Oh, let's do Song of the Week right now, guys.
Okay. Early in the show.
Yeah, right into it.
All right, yeah. Switch it up. Keep the listeners on their toes.
Yeah, we'll do Song of
Unless
the Week.
Unless you're driving, in which case, you know, like Boost will always
stay
say.
In your seat.
Unless you're driving.
So again, like last week we had Dad Thumbs Podcast, which was I think a huge success on our part.
That was fun.
Nah, I'm just kidding. And so I mentioned last week we tried a couple episodes where I actually played the songs. Working on something right now where that's probably not the best thing to do. So yeah, so we're gonna go back to the old way. Yeah, Boost. We can't do that. All right, who wants to go first?
I can go.
Okay, go ahead, buddy.
I was listening to Pandora the other day.
Yeah,
a punk rock mix. And you know, I always forget about this band. I was a big fan of theirs back in the day, The Offspring.
Oh yeah, dude.
And the song is All I Want.
I don't know that one.
I always forget about them. You know, they have like a a weird error where they were kind of corny.
Yeah,
from yeah, it was like the Ixnay on the album, guy. Right.
Yeah, but like the first like three albums were pretty damn good.
They were solid.
Yeah. Well, I was listening to an interview with the guy with the lead singer. What's it, Dexter Holland? He was on the Nerdist podcast. This was a few years ago, and he was talking about the idea for Keep 'Em Separated. And so at the time he was a graduate student, and now he's actually, I'm pretty sure he's got his doctorate by now, and he works in AIDS research, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He's a super smart dude. But anyway, he was in graduate school, and he was working with something where he had these two like hot beakers, and they were on like, you know, they were on Bunsen burners, and he had to take them off to cool. And so he put them under the hood, but he couldn't, he thought to himself like, oh, I can't put them next to each other. They'll stay hot. They won't cool. He's like, I've got to keep them separated. And that's where he got the idea. Cause they were in the band at that time.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where he got the idea for the song. Everybody thought it was like about gangs and shit, but yeah, really, yeah, it was about like two beakers in a lab. So
two hot beakers.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd.
That's for you, Laz. I don't know if you knew that.
It's pretty funny that he's a smart guy too, because the lead singer of Bad Religion.
Oh yeah,
he's actually he has his doctorate too. He's a professor.
Well, it's like the lead singer of Weezer. Same thing. Like he actually put the band on hold so he could finish college.
See that?
Yeah,
smart punk rockers. Dude,
Bad Religion.
Selfish prick.
Bad Religion is so good. I may have to go with a Bad Religion song now. You say that, Kev?
Bad Religion is gold.
Actually,
well, I can give you a couple minutes to take a look.
No, I'll go next. I'm gonna go next.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I'm going Bad Religion Sorrow.
Jesus Christ, what a dick.
Sorrow's a good song.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Stu.
No, did you go?
Yeah, I did. I said Bad Religion Sorrow. I was gonna be quick.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, like a Bad Religion song, I guess. That's kind of fitting.
Yeah, cool. About a minute and a half.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go to the to Boost's favorite band over here.
Ooh!
Just because the other day it's every day a little bit more and more feels like spring.
Captain and Tennille.
We'll go to them next week.
Okay.
But we're gonna go with Amber by 311.
Ooh, okay. Good one.
It's kind of like a spring summertime kind of song in my mind, and
that's the
we're turning the corner. Otherwise.
We are, because it's fucking freezing outside still here.
Well, not here.
Fun fact about Amber.
Okay.
It's the color of your energy.
Of your energy.
I knew it.
That's our pee song.
It's your pee song?
Yeah. So when we're at a concert, rocking out, drinking some beers, me and my wife.
And all of a sudden, hold on. You're at a concert, drinking some beers, and this comes on.
Let's go pee. That's about the halfway point in the concert. So we always go pee at Amber. Then we get more drinks and go back.
Oh, brainstorms.
Amber is the color of pee.
Away from the norm.
So it's Amber is the color of Boost pee.
What's your dump song?
I don't. you don't want to take a dump. Just, in those.
Is it Creatures?
Creatures and Down are my mosh pit songs.
Oh, really?
That's where I jump in.
Oh shit! Look out!
But you know, it's a friendly mosh pit because it's 3:11.
Okay,
I'm looking at some of their songs, and I think I'll Be Here for a While. It's probably the most.
I love that song though.
You Wouldn't Believe. That's another one. Guys, you wouldn't believe.
I should start playing that when I'm in the bathroom. My kids are like, because we only have one, be like, Dad, come out. I'll be like, I'll be here a while. Ain't going nowhere. All right. Barbecue, what about you, dude?
My song this week is going to be MLK, and the song is Fabrication.
Okay. Okay, found it. MLK.
I swear, Boost's face makes it look like you're just making up words, Baroque. I swear, you're just, you know, you pick random words, and it just happens to be a song.
Fabrication, okay.
I saw something dumb on Twitter.
MLK,
Fabrication, by MLK. All right. That's Song of the Week. We need to clear that out because we've got a new segment this week. straight from the mind of Stu Gatza. Stu, do you,
know it's gold.
Do you want to?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's already. It's like it's AU. You know, that's the chemical for gold. AU. Anyway, AU. Stu, do you want to explain your segment?
Well, this may be a shun-na-na kind of moment here, but the idea is, well, it's called Disaster Piece Theater. So what we're going to do is we split up into teams of two. And we're each going to act out a scene of a movie, and the other team is going to try and guess it. For fuck's sakes.
Well, you already know this is going to be a disaster, because, you know...
Well, after you shenanigans, are we really going to do this now?
Like, yeah, absolutely. Oh, we're okay, doing no, good. That's it's a good omen.
Good, you know what? I didn't practice fucking lick.
Fuck that. Shenanigans, that was a great bit. It was a great bit.
I thought it was funny.
Okay, let's get to a
maybe next
week. Let's get to a new bit right now.
All right, so we split up into two teams, and it's funny. I was like, and I was going through trying to figure out, man, what teams are we gonna do? And I went through, and I know what order our birthdays are. It's like it's me, Boost, Baroque, Stu, and then I was like, oh, fuck, I can't do that. Like, I'll just put it into a randomizer. That way, I could just hit random every week. And I was like, okay, well, I would split the year up. And then it split us up anyway. It was me and Boost, and Stu and Baroque anyway. So what the hell? So who wants to go first? Do you want to go first, Kev?
Yeah, we can go first.
Okay, hold on. Let me bring up my script. All right. So the idea is that Boost and I are going to read our script, and these guys have to guess what movie it is. All right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. I'm gonna play the video along with it, so I really get the timing right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'll start off. A long cruise, was it, sailor?
Too long.
You want to just drop down on the tile and go for it?
I actually had this counter in mind.
Oh, that would be very comfortable. Yeah.
It could be.
What?
I came in here to save you from making a big mistake with that older guy.
Oh, really? So I could go on and make a bigger one with a young guy like yourself?
Maybe.
I have to get up early in the morning.
What are you doing?
Your friend was magnificent. And scene.
And scene.
We were spot on, by the way. Like,
I mean,
gold.
You guys, we tried to pick a movie that was like not impossible to guess, but
oh, dude, this movie.
You guys went like rom-com over here or something. I don't know.
It's for like The Notebook, a movie I've never seen.
It is not The Notebook.
No, that's not The Notebook.
Do you
want to?
Will
make you cry, Baroque.
All right. Do you want a clue?
Yeah,
I will. I will cite a line that'll give you a clue. You ready?
Okay. Give it to me.
Great, Mav. Real slick.
Ah, oh, okay. Come on. It's not even fair at that point.
I thought we were leaving names out.
Yeah, you have to. If you say Maverick, like, it's...
Well, you guys weren't going to get it.
No.
No, I should have guessed, though. Matt. That's like the only movie, you know... That's like the best movie for Boost. Like, you know, that's number one.
Oh, that was Boost pick 110%. He was like, I found their clip.
All right, well...
And I was Kelly McGillis. Anyway, for the listening audience, that was Top Gun. Right before she's, I think in that scene she's lost that love and feeling, if I'm not mistaken.
That was like right after that, right?
Yeah. Because he goes to Goose and he's like, you know, how did it go? Whatever. He's like, she's lost it, man. He's like, no, she hasn't. She's got it. He's like, no, she's lost it. All right,
Stu, you ready for this?
No. So let's get started anyway.
All right.
All right, let's do this. Here we go.
All right.
Enjoy your extra big ass fries.
You didn't give me no fries. I got an empty box.
Would you like another extra big ass fries?
I said I didn't get any.
Thank you. Your account has been charged. Your balance is zero. Please come back when you can make it forward. Ah, shit. I fucked it all up. Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase.
What? Oh, no. No!
I'm sorry you're having trouble. I'm sorry you're having trouble.
Come on, my kids are starving.
This should help you calm down. Please come back when you can afford to make a purchase. Your kids are starving. Carl's Jr. believes no child should go hungry. You're an unfit mother. Your children will be placed in the custody of Carl's Jr.'s. Carl's Jr.
What the fuck are you guys?
Welcome to Carl's Jr. Would you like to try our extra big ass taco? Now with more molecules.
And scene.
By the way, shout out to Baroque for giving me like a dissertation that I had to read over here.
Was that
two lines?
Escape from L.A.?
Nope.
No, sir.
Hmm. I'm clueless on that one.
All right.
You guys want a hint?
What's the?
I've got a clue, and it will give you. It's still no character names.
Okay.
Later, I'm baiting.
Wow, really?
Hmm.
Nothing.
What Rondo? Year? What year is this? Oh.
2003?
Judge Dredd?
2006.
No.
2006 is when the movie came out.
2006?
I like money. Well, I like
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point. Natural selection, the process by which the strongest, smartest, and fastest...
Oh, is it Idiocracy?
Yep.
Okay. I've never Ooh. Seen it.
I've never even seen that.
Oh.
You guys serious?
No.
It's a really stupid, fun movie, and dumb. Actually, it's frightening because we're kind of watching it happen.
Yeah.
Even if you just watch the intro clip to the movie... You're going to be like, oh, I got to watch the rest of this.
I'm curious now.
Well, I don't know. Maybe that segment makes a return. Maybe it doesn't. It seemed a lot better in my head.
Hold on.
I thought it was fun.
It was fun.
So did I. Yeah. I mean, not perfect, but, you know.
It's a work in progress. You know what? And if people want to suggest movies that we should do, I guess hit us up individually because you can't.
Kind of ruins the whole thing.
Yeah, it kind of ruins it. So, yeah. Anyway, that was Disasterpiece Theater. New segment.
Well, if anything, we covered the disaster portion.
Yes.
Yeah, that's kind of.
It was kind of the point, though, right?
Yeah.
All right. And then lastly, just for a little dadstalgia. Dadstalgia. I don't know where you would put this, but I was
this
thinking.
Just being a dad. What are you talking about?
This is just being a man. And you know what? Before I get to this, I had something written down here I wanted to bring up. The other night, I went on this like deep YouTube dive, and I don't know where it came from. And I put it in our Discord, but somehow like this Rodney Dangerfield video on Johnny Carson came up in my feed, and I watched it, and it was like 11 minutes long, and it was just basically, it was like, I forget what it was called, it was like, watch Rodney make Johnny laugh, or something like that, and I watched the whole thing, and it was so fucking funny, and then I just kept watching all these Rodney Dangerfield videos, and man, he was just hysterical. I mean, just his one-liners were just too much. He had one. It was like, yeah, you know, my mother didn't even love me. He said, my mother never breastfed me. She told me she liked me as a friend.
I still love some of the lines from like back to school. It's like, this teacher's passionate. I love it. About what? I don't know. Ew. He's awesome.
He was like, yeah, you know, my marriage is in trouble. He's like, my marriage is on the rocks again. My wife broke up with her boyfriend. Anyway, I just thought that was really funny.
He just had a timing, you know, and this delivery about him that nobody else did, and it wasn't one-liners; it was 1,000 one-liners, one after another. Oh, I gotta tell you, times are tough.
Times are tough. God, no respect.
Oh, I had a problem. I went to the doctor. I said, "Doctor, you gotta help me. I got mental problems. I think I'm ugly." He says, "Lie down on the couch." No, face down.
Anyway, if you don't know Rodney, go YouTube Rodney Dangerfield videos. Anyway, but what I was going to talk about for Dad Stalgia is, how do you know, like, it's just difficult for guys, to buy, like, socks and underwear? Like, is it just me? Do you guys have a problem with that?
Hey, everybody, we're all gonna get laid.
Sorry, I just had to throw that in there.
Oh, no respect.
There you go, Rodney.
I tell you.
But I was just like, I was going through like all my socks, and all of a sudden they have like holes in them, and I was like, well, I don't really have time to get out and go get new ones.
Right, I'm gonna teach you a secret, okay?
Yeah.
This is what I do, because I used to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wear the ratty old undershirts.
I don't do that. My undershirts are always nice and white, but I may have a hole in my sock.
Oh yeah, holes in socks, holes in underwear. The elastics just doesn't hold your underwear up anymore. So what I do now?
You don't wear any. That's hot.
How'd you guess? No. Now, as soon as I see the sock starting to wear, where it's gonna have a hole in it,
mm-hmm.
I just throw it out.
Done.
So, done. Throw it out. So then eventually...
Wild man. Holy cow.
Yeah. Jeez. Eventually, you have no socks. So you have no choice but to go to Walmart and buy more socks.
Well, the thing, all my socks are like... I'm a firm believer in having fun socks, right? There's like...
Okay.
I wear...
Breach, kinda, brother.
I wear kind of like, you know, not fun stuff. You know, I wear like a polo or like a button-down shirt and, you know, some nice slacks. And I like to have, like, funky socks. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel fun.
My socks have French fries on them right now.
Yeah. Well, my socks are...
My wife asked me if I wanted fun socks. I'm like, oh, if you want to buy me fun socks, I don't care.
I love fun. My socks are called funky socks, actually.
There you go.
I can't just throw one away. Well, I mean, I guess I could. That would be, like, extra funky if I was wearing two of them. Two different ones.
So are you, like... Do you like not like buying things for yourself, like that kind of stuff?
No, it's just I don't make it a priority, and I think maybe I should. Like the other day, I had a pair of boxers on, and they were just washed and they were fine. And then, like by the end of the day, like I went to go change pants to go do something, and it was like I was swimming in them. Like they're old. Like when they get washed, the elastic is fine. Yeah, but by the end, it's like, it was like I had two skirts. It's like I had Jenko boxers Jenko on.
Socks?
I had Jenko boxers on. Like they were just swimming. And then the other day I went to go put one on and I guess I must have had a hole in it. And I put my leg right through the fucking crotch.
Nice.
my son came in. He started laughing.
It's time for new underwear, man.
Yeah. I mean, it must not have been a hole. I just must have, my toe must have caught it. You know what I mean? Like, because
yeah.
I would have felt my balls hanging through my underwear with a hole like that.
No, I understand because like I have like, my wife's packing for our trip to California this weekend, like already. And I'm like, still got days and she's packed me up, but I was putting away clothes and I'm like, you got to put away a shirt. I'm like, man, I've had this thing since before we had Ella. It is like you can actually tell because it was a black shirt at one point and now it's that nice faded gray.
Happen. Oh, t-shirts.
I'm just like,
that's a different story. Like I love
hold on to t-shirts.
I love like a nice t-shirt. It's like I have one upstairs. It's like paper. It's like wearing tissue paper. I've had it for so long. It's like it frays. It's all frayed along the collar. You know what I mean?
But I have the first sweatshirt that my wife bought me way back a million years ago when we were dating. Mm-hmm. And the thing is like just in tatters, but I won't get rid of it until the thing falls apart. Just, you know, it's not nice mm-hmm. at all, but I don't know with underwear, I don't really have that problem. I'm more like Boost. Like if there's any kind of signs, the underwears are gone, but I don't have problems with that. 'Cause I bought, I don't know. I think I bought like 7 pounds of underwear from Costco once. So I'm good for the rest of my life.
I buy my underwear by the pound.
That's right.
Well, here's, carve me off here's the thing. 6.5 pounds of underwear.
Here's the thing. Is I went out 3 weeks ago with the intention. I went to Kohl's with the intention of getting myself socks and underwear. And I think I was like looking for like some new sweatpants or something. Like, you know, track pants or whatever, just for lounging around. And so I go there and I have my arms filled, and I was actually going to get Dylan some new underwear too. So I have my arms filled with all my stuff, and I took Josh with me because he comes everywhere with me on the weekends. And so I was looking at, some pants, and he's inside of the display, right? Just hiding from me. So I was like, Josh, come on. And he comes out and he looks at me and he laughs and he runs the other direction. And next thing I hear is thung, like that, and him starting to cry. And so he thought it was funny to run away from me, and he ran into a display right into the corner Ooh. Of this metal display, and he looked like a fucking unicorn. Like this, Jeez. Like all of a sudden, it just like it was right here, big knobby blood bubble in the middle of his forehead. So I dropped everything Ouch. I had, ran to the customer service. They broke open a couple of these like immediate ice patches. And then we went to the bathroom area and like sat down there and tried to calm him down. I was like, all right. The manager came over and like made me sign all this stuff and said like I wouldn't sue them. Because it wasn't their fault. And they had obviously have cameras. They could see what happened. And so yeah. So I left. I came home and never got my underwear or socks and underwear and just never had a chance to go back. But yeah,
that,
I definitely
you know, all that,
I need to make it a priority. I need to make it a priority to kind of take care of that stuff, because it's like, I mean, it's all this other stuff, you know. I ran out and got you know, Dylan needed a new swim cap for, you know, he started swimming, or needed, you know, Bethany needs this, but I just don't take care of myself in that way, and I think I need to start doing that. But I can also order it too, I guess.
Yeah, Amazon's great.
Amazon's awesome. Another way that you also prevent this problem is you lose a bunch of weight and then nothing actually fits you anymore.
There you go.
And then you have to get new clothes, because it's like, all right, I either look like, you know, I'm a wannabe rapper because I'm wearing like everything way too big, or...
Well, the thing is, I think like I'm still kind of old school to wear... yes, you kind of look like that, Stu. You look like that.
I remember watching that fight. I was watching that fight live and I almost threw up. It was disgusting.
I'll send you a picture. Shit, I forget what I was talking about.
You're old school.
No, I'm old school. I still like to go to the store and buy stuff though, instead of, you know, going to
when it comes to clothes, I want to actually I'm not really good at ordering clothes online, because it's always you know, they say it's an extra large, but is it more like a medium extra large? You know, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
is it they're using the same measurement of fatness I am?
Yeah, no, I hear you. Speaking of like going into physical stores and ordering online, I took the kids to go to Toys R Us the other day. Man, because they're having their going out of business. I'm making air quotes, by the way. They're going out of business sale. Their going out of business sale consisted of making everything 10% off, except for like the shittiest of things, like party supplies and stuff, was 30. And the line was wrapped around the store. It was ridiculous. So I like, you know, and Josh, he had never been in. I've never taken him to a Toys R Us before, because it's not close to here. It's like a half an hour away, but I was like, well, they're closing down. I'll take him there once, maybe get him a toy, and didn't think that they would only have two people working the register for going out of business sale at a Toys R Us where there isn't another one for like an hour. You know, so it was kind of stupid. Kind of like, yeah, well, that explains why you're going out of business, I guess.
Did you hear about about like the billionaires that are trying to revive it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're doing a GoFundMe, and like one like some like really rich guy like already donated like $60 million or something like that.
That's crazy. I heard KB Toys was thinking about taking it over.
I heard Amazon wants to, is considering buying it.
Well, I forget who told me this, but they were saying that it was like Amazon was part of the problem. Something to do with shit. I wish I could remember. Did somebody put this in our chat or something? Maybe, or maybe on Discord. I don't know, but that they kind of put all their online business. They didn't think the online business was going to take.
Yeah, they
Amazon. Yeah, so instead of like making their own online business, they let Amazon do it, and that they lost like a lot of money off of doing that. I don't know. Anyway, but yeah, that was just something little I wanted to throw in there. But let's call it a night. Whoa, hold up. So during the recording of this episode, had some things going on, had to stop the podcast a couple times, and it got me a little distracted. And there was something that I forgot to do, and I hated the fact that this wouldn't be included in the episode, so I decided to go back and record it and add it in, and that's a shout-out. And the shout-out comes from our good buddy Scum Death, and he says, hey dudes, I'd like to shout-out anyone who came into my Bloodborne stream on Saturday night. I think I gave them a good laugh at being so useless, and I think Maddie is never going to play that game after watching me. Also, I'd like to do a huge shout out to my dudes, Gear Dad, and Chris3711 for getting me through my first D2 Nightfall on Saturday night. And I was shit at that also. I love you dudes in the Discord, and that was probably my best day in gaming of all time. Thanks, brothers. So yeah, hey, thanks so much, dude. I appreciate you sending that in, and congratulations on hitting that Nightfall. I know, you know, when I'm in that Nightfall, it's, you know, pretty
Guardian down. Guardian down. Guardian down. Guardian down. Guardian down. Guardian down. Guardian down.
Anyway, back to our normally scheduled podcast.
Okay.
Maybe play some more Fortnite.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have to go get my dog from outside. Listeners, you didn't know that we had to take a break because my dog is outside. And yeah, so that's going to be it for us for tonight. Please check us out on Twitter at Dad's Tales, dadtalespodcast.com. Again, don't forget to check out our new friends over at It's All That Pod. And look for that next week. And so we'll be retweeting that out. And of course, if you go and follow It's All That Pod, you'll be the first to know when that new episode goes up, or that first episode goes up. Part of the DTP podcasting network, or the DTP network, the DTPN, the Peenan?
DTPNN?
The DTPN. I'm at JC Jesse on Twitter, JC Jesse 1 on consoles and whatever. Bro, where can people find you?
You can find me all across the interwebs at Baroque Reaper.
Sweet. Kev?
Boost KDB. Mostly on Twitter.
Okay. Stu?
I'm actually okay with my online footprint this week. So maybe next week I'll tell you where I can be found.
Okay. All right. Okay. I got you. Yep. Hey, dude, I got you. All right, everybody. Be excellent to each other.
Stay fresh.
Hashtag stay fresh.
Neil Hermagina. Exclusive.